Blog Talk Radio.
This is Siobhan DeVere wishing a happy 30th anniversary in broadcasting to Mr. Hear Radio, Kerry Hines. Job well done.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hear Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hear Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hear Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hear Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hear Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hear Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hear in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Get up, get yourself together, and dance that funky soul. Brand
nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You appreciate our efforts. So, James, what do you like about Hair Radio?
The thing I love about Hair Radio is that you give us a platform to discuss the things that the professional people that's supposed to be the big names that we're at home doing hair and half salons, that we have a word or a voice also.
Wow.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm coming to you from an entirely new time zone.
Wow.
You know, and
wow.
Just to kind of talk a little bit about it, this is the first time I'm making this public on our very own platform. It's a Hair Radio Morning Show. But it's been revolutionary for us, or should I say evolutionary for us. We have literally decided to add on another huge location to connect with all the fans of the broadcast, you know, around the world. And I'm so proud. Yes, I'm so proud to announce that Houston, Texas was that has been kind of like the winner of us looking at where can we go that is going to just add to the beautiful dynamic that our New Yorkers have kind of helped to create this incredible institution of a broadcast. So,
right.
I'm
wow.
So proud.
It's exciting,
yeah.
Keri.
Yeah, it is, Keri. It really is, Nicole Marie and Keri. This is very exciting. And you know, Keri, just being there in Houston, there's some fun facts about Houston and the military that I don't know if you guys are aware of.
No.
I love
this. Please.
Oh, yeah,
please.
I'm going to share some of the facts. You know, believe it or not, there are about 300,000 veterans in the greater Houston area. And that's a big wow, isn't it? Yeah, that's a big wow. And Houston is actually the second largest veteran population in the United States.
Wow.
Amazing, isn't it? It's the second largest population. So you're going to be in good hands down there, Keri Hines. You're going to be in great hands. Lots of vets. Oh, I can't wait to visit there. Myself, being an accredited claims agent and a veteran, you and me both, Nicole, we are ready, Keri.
Always ready to get on the road.
That's right.
Always ready. And you know,
oh, yeah.
Houston is also the home of so many athletes, entertainers, and so forth. Just to name a few, Beyonce Knowles, Michael Strahan, Felicia Rashad, Debbie Allen, Loretta Devine.
Wow.
So,
and now Keri Hines.
And now Keri Hines.
Yep, and now Keri Hines. And just think, Carrie, and just think. They're going to be your guests on the show. I am quite sure that's going to happen. Oh, yeah, Nicole, we already know that, Carrie, because once again, if they haven't made it to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, they have not made it.
Haven't made it.
Oh,
that's right. They haven't made it.
Well, listen, we are just adding to what we're doing, our efforts. And I'm super excited to welcome our incredible Houston family, really.
Yes.
To be live and more,
welcome.
Yeah.
Very welcome.
More integral part of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so folks are asking, well, what about New York and New York City? Well, first of all, New York City is always going to be our home. We cannot discount that.
So.
We have amazing fans and folks that we still interact with there as we continue to broadcast as well. It's one of our broadcast cities. And we're just adding on different broadcast cities. And the one that we've just rolled out is Houston, Texas.
And now, Carrie, now in the central time zone with me.
That must be nice. I guess it's going to be my turn sooner or later to be in the central time zone.
Come on.
And you know, Carrie, Nicole and I, Maria and I, we can't wait to just come to Houston. I'm thinking, I am Nicole, Maria, you know, because I'm thinking barbecue. I'm thinking Texas food.
The biggest difference is because folks are also asking, well, you've been in New York. Why move to Texas? So that's the big question I've been getting. What really triggered this, or what was the catalyst of your thinking?
Right.
And I've got to really say, I think it was, for me, it was just time for us to add something, a different dynamic to the broadcast.
Right.
Just like New York City was a big part, it was like, you know, we have three main co-hosts on the broadcast each day, Nicole, Marie, Michael Hopkins, myself, and New York City was the backdrop and fourth host of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Right.
And I'd like to say that I believe Houston, Texas is going to be that additional host and bring a whole different dynamic. I love the folks here I've met. They've been absolutely wonderful. Some of you guys have heard on the broadcast, and others have yet to be on our show. But we'll be doing some big, big things here, and I am just so very happy to have on opportunity, to have this opportunity, really.
Great opportunity.
Fantastic opportunity.
Oh, yes, sure. Very much so. I just can't wait.
It's going to bring a whole different dynamic.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
Yes. So I just want folks to know that nothing really changes on their level, that, you know, we're still on from 6 to 9 on the East Coast, 5 to 8 for Central Time Zone, of course, in the mornings, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And
right.
Just doing some live things, and we're just getting started. So we want
to tune in.
And stay tuned, really. Stay tuned.
I'ma bring a wow. am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Hunt.
Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Very special guest with us today. Her name is Alelia Bundles, and we'll have her tell you the rest. Good morning, Alelia. Good morning to you, and welcome
Good
to the
morning,
show.
Good morning, Carrie.
Yes, it's great to have you with us here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I just want to jump right on in. You are – now, hold on. Let's let you tell us about the amazing lineage that you have in the hair and beauty industry. Go right ahead. You take it away, Alelia.
Well, I grew up with two parents who worked in the hair care industry. My great-great-grandmother is Madam C.J. Walker. My mother was vice president of the Walker Company when I was growing up, and my dad was president of Summit Laboratories. So we spent our vacations going to hair shows.
Wow. Well, you know what? Let's start off there. Tell us a little bit more about, now, we're a little bit more familiar, obviously, with your great-great-grandmother and even your mother's work, your grandmother's work and so forth. But tell us a little bit more about your grandfather, was it, that you were just mentioning?
My father was president of Summit Laboratories, and my mom was vice president of the Walker Company.
Oh, okay. Now tell us about the Summit Laboratory. So what did he do? He was...
Summit Lab, so in the late 1950s, when companies like Johnson and Saucheen and Summit were developing the chemical hair straighteners, and, you know, people were going from the hot comb to chemical straighteners, then my dad was president of one of those companies. So when I was growing up, actually the Summit Labs was the bigger deal, was the more successful company financially, but the Walker Company, that was founded by my great-great-grandmother, Madam C.J. Walker, in 1906, certainly continues to have the legacy as a founder of the black hair care industry.
I see, and that's what I wanted to kind of jump on in. I just wanted to mention a little bit for us that it might have been lesser known. Amazing. Now, let us kind of elaborate a little bit on that. When someone mentions to you, and I know you've done a million of these interviews, and of course everybody wants to ask you, what is it like being related to the person that we consider who started the entire black hair care industry? So I have to ask you the same question, Lilia.
It's perfectly fine. So I will tell you, as a kid, I wasn't paying a lot of attention to it. And my mother, who was the fourth generation of women in her family to be an executive with the Walker Company, was really wise about not making it a big deal. Because you don't really want to overwhelm kids with something like that. And so she kind of let me discover it on my own. I would ride with her to the Walker Building in Indianapolis, which was this beautiful block-long flat iron building where the company was based, the factory, the ballroom, a theater, a drugstore, a beauty shop. So I would get out of the car with her, ride up the elevator to her office, where in the late 1950s she had an adding machine and a typewriter before computers and calculators.
Oh, yeah.
So I experienced that, the Walker Company, in that way, going back with my mother to the factory and talking to the ladies who were still working there and putting the products into the jars by hand. So I had that kind of memory. And then my real love was writing. And both of my parents encouraged me to follow my dreams, so that when I got to graduate school at Columbia in journalism, my advisor was a sister named Phyllis Garland, the only black woman on the faculty at the journalism school. And Phil recognized my name, Alelia, which is Madam Walker's daughter's name. And she said, "Your name is Alelia. Do you have any connection to Madam Walker and Alelia Walker?" And I think she probably knew the answer, but I wasn't walking around talking about it all the time. And Phil, after listening to some of my lame topics for my master's paper, said, "You are going to write about Madam Walker." And that was in 1975, and really Phil validated it for me at a time when nobody else was really saying you need to write a book about this amazing woman.
Well, it's like, I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning. It's April 12th, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It is great to have you with us in the first hour. We call it our power hour. I want to bring to the line, you guys know him. It is a bit early. And Michael Hopkins comes to us every day right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. He is. I'm going to just say it. I call him, he is the veteran's veteran, and he is an acclaimed, an accredited claims agent.
and acclaimed. Michael, let me just go ahead and get you to the lines this morning.
Oh, yes.
I know it's early out there, and we probably need some tea this morning to kind of get us going and soothe our throats. But we're bringing it for our fans, and just wanted to check in with you this morning. Yeah, so listen, I've got to say, first of all, today's a big show. It is, what's my favorite word out there that I say, Michael, every day?
Oh, Gary Hines,
right,
it is ginormous.
Exactly, and that's definitely the case today. So we're coming a little bit earlier and live, and just going to take it all the way till 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central time zone for this all-new Hair Radio Morning episode. It's our show number 979, Michael. Show number 979.
Wow.
That's a lot of shows.
That's a wow.
Yeah, like we say, we're going to bring the wow.
That is a wow.
Each one 3 hours. And so coming up in just a couple minutes. Now, listen, let me just tell you how much unpacking we have to do today just to roll all of this out. Of course, the coverage, we've got wall-to-wall coverage of the horrible passing of this titan, this legend in the Black community. And, we going to go in, as the kids say. So this is something that's coming up mid-show. We're going to kick off our OJ coverage starting at about 7 a.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock for Central Time Zone folks. And Nicole Marie will be joining us about that time, and we're going to just go in literally at that time. So we've got the whole show. We'll be talking throughout the broadcast on different aspects of this man's journey and the difference that white America and Black America really looks at this, in my opinion. So we've got to just be, we're going to peel the layer back and take a closer look at all of that. So, Michael, lots coming up on the broadcast today. So get you some
very
tea.
Much so.
We need you back here at 25 minutes after the hour for all that's happening. Actually, Michael, I think you'll be checking in with us a little earlier. So I think you'll be on a little around
so.
7 o'clock this morning Eastern. Yeah, 6 o'clock Central. Both you and Nicole Marie will be on with us. So we got a lot to get into this morning. My suggestion is for you guys out there tuned in, you're welcome to press 1. We're opening up the call-in lines this morning and want to hear what you've got to say about OJ. So definitely going to be real big. And then coming up at about 8 o'clock, Michael, we have a very, very special guest joining us. One of the players that was out there on the field will be joining us from the NFL right here. He's retired from the NFL, of course, but he is going to be with us to talk about, having that time on the field. And it is our honor. You know, it's not easy tracking down some NFL folks, so we are excited.
No, it's not.
To have him on our show today. Real, real excited. So his name is Robert L. Lawson, and just a legendary career in his own right with the amazing Cleveland Browns, and we're going to be talking with him coming up at 8 o'clock this morning Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, so you don't want to miss that. So again, coming up in the third hour, he's our spotlight guest. You want to definitely stay tuned for that. Don't want to miss it. Okay, so Michael, get you the coffee, get you the tea, whatever you need to get you on your way this morning, all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Friday, April 12th, again, 2024. Our show number 979 is Fan Day Friday. We got a million things to check off today. And as I said, we're going to be really going in with so much of the OJ coverage and what you guys have to say out there, what we're saying here. I guess it's called the kitchen table talk. Yeah. So if there ever was a kitchen table talk day, it's today. So listen, we want to take some time, Michael. So, Michael, I'm going to send you back on out. Get yourself ready. We'll be back with you in about a half hour. And thanks so much. Awesome. Awesome job, Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio. And we'll be talking Vet Talk a little later in this morning as well. So stay tuned. All right. Hey, guys, I want to just talk a little bit, bring this next guest right after our little music break. We're going to bring her to the line. She's coming back to us for the first time in quite a bit of time. So she's an incredible hairstylist, and we go way back. She's an educator. She is someone who she's ridden her own way, and just a great friend, really family, part of our legacy, our own legacy here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Miss Yanni Redd will be joining us back here for a very, very special guest appearance this morning live, coming to us live on the air. So why don't we take a moment or two. Let's just get on some music. We'll be right back. Sunshine.
Baby, let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want
to
see your face.
She was just telling
me. I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door. There ain't nothing else to say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby. Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go.
I did.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, back live. It's Friday morning, April 12th, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It is early in the Central Time Zone. It's about 5:39 a.m. For folks out on the East Coast, 6:39 this morning. I want to bring back to our airwaves someone you've heard pretty much all along the way, really. We have always run her segments here on the show. Just an amazing hairstylist, loctician, all of the above. My great honor to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Miss Yanni Red. Good morning, Yanni. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Carrie. Thank you for having me back today.
Yeah, of course. It's my pleasure. It is very early out here. I had to do a time check on the air. Just really, really great to catch up with you. And I kind of want to start there, kind of where we left off. A lot of the fans have heard this, especially our sharp-eared fans this morning. We have run, you did a very special segment with us, and I'm just going to touch on it a little bit, which I just love. You and one of our hairstylist sisters out there, Keisha McAllister from out in California, I think you guys were on. You did a special segment, special coverage about the do-it-yourself stylist, the DIY stylist, and I just loved it so much. So I just wanted to just say thank you for doing such a great job with that right here on our show. And I said, I don't even know if Yanni remembers doing that on the broadcast, but it was fantastic.
Yes, I'm over here like, wait, what did we do?
Yes. Now, Yanni,
I do you remember.
You do? Oh,
I do remember.
Wow.
My, the not that one, honestly. I don't remember that one, but I do remember the 50 years of black hair special that
you
did, which I still
listen
to.
We have a long history with Yanni Red on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yanni, you have been around with us for a long time, through so much. You know, when you hear that the broadcast is soon, we're going to be celebrating and just 21 more shows. We're going to be hitting 1,000 episodes, and each episode is 3 hours. So we are automatically in the record books for the most recorded Hair and Beauty Talk, as well as the longest running Hair Radio Morning Show in the history of broadcasting. So, but what goes through your mind? You remember some of those earlier days with us here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I do, and
so
I do want to say one thing, Jerry. I want to say one thing to you, though, is that you are the vision. You're the vision of stability. You're the vision of consistency. You are definitely a strong inspiration for me because, I have few friends that I can call, and they're still working on the same thing, still building that same dream. And so I love that, I love that I can come back to the show,
absolutely.
After you're so and it's still going. I love that.
Always. And, for me, Yanni, and we always going to talk hair, so we'll get into some hair talk. That's never a problem or anything. But one of the things for me that jumps out, I just have always respected Yanni's effort as well. My favorite memory is that I remember years ago, this is how long Yanni's been on her game, talking about, I remember trying to always help, Carrie and the Hair Radio along the way. I remember you, Carrie, you got to get on this wonderful new thing, Zoom. Do you remember that? And
yes.
I
do.
That's how long ago it's been, but you always were
always looking out for us and wanted always the best for what I was doing here at Hear Radio. So this is your home. I told Yanni, I said, you can go away for 25 years, but you always, when you come back, you've got a place to come to. Yes. That's what this broadcast is. That's what it is, and that's what it means. So you're in great company. I mean, I look at the people who pass through our doors, even today's guests, coming up in the third hour I have never, Yanni, had an interview on our show from the actual NFL. I mean, that alone just speaks volumes.
Oh, cool.
From the actual NFL who played with around the same time as this legendary O.J. Simpson, who we just lost a day or so ago. And so all this is, you know, we are the what makes Hair Radio Morning Show special, as you so well know, is that we're able to pivot from news stories that are of the moment to hair talk, to education, to politics, to music, literally. I just think that there's something very special about what we do here each morning on our broadcast. And when I get to, you know, to check in with our locticians and our hairstylists and barbers and all of that, Yanni, one of the big questions that I have to ask you about, and this is what I ask of you, I ask of Siobhan, I ask of Keisha, I ask of our wonderful stylists who all come to our broadcast. What, you know, how have you, and I know you've been at this for a minute, we're not going to say how long, okay, we're not giving anybody's ages away today, but how have you seen not just the hair industry, but, you know, when it comes to natural hair and specifically the lock, the lock styles, the lock in general or the lock community, how has that, has it changed in your opinion? And if it has, how so over the years? I could tell you what I think, but
well,
what
do you community, think? I mean, of course, there's been a change because it's become more commercial. I'm going to say
that's
the change
exactly
that is more popular.
My mind.
It's
yes.
Not more healthy.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Not more healthy, definitely.
Okay.
And I've been, I've been around teaching locks for like the last 20 years just about. And what I can say is that there's a total difference. And there's a total difference in the approach to hairstyling with natural hair. And this is something I found out from trying to advocate for natural hair through different state boards in the United States, is actually that whatever is not written into the cosmetology curriculum is actually illegal to teach, right? And so it's actually illegal in most states to even do natural hair, and that's a fact. However, the laws haven't been exercised, so they have it there. Like when they had the Jim Crow laws, they could decide whether to enforce those laws or not. That's kind of how they're doing with the natural hair industry in cosmetology. You know, because of that, people like myself, we're forced to kind of educate our people in any way we can, which is why, you know, we were on Zoom, we're on YouTube, but to speak of it from an industry standpoint, they need experts. They need experts because right now we've got the YouTube age where everybody feels like I watched a video, I'm about to go and work on hair. And then, you know, the trickle down of that is that we've got rampant thinning, dryness, moisture issues. You know, if you, I don't know how far you guys go down into the industry of natural hair, but when you get to the people, that's what they're experiencing. And a big part of that is because of the lack of education inside of the cosmetology curriculum that deals with our hair.
Okay, well, listen, let me just, I want to make sure that we have everybody included out there and balanced coverage this morning. Yes, I totally agree. I just want to say that for a lot of you guys out there, just to be aware, the cosmetology associations, they are, each state, you know, has their own regulations, if you will, or not, so to speak. But just so that you're aware, that's how it's regulated. There's not any federal legislation as far as that goes at this time. Now, on the natural hair side, there is so much that's happening. And yes, over the years, and we've been planted here as well, as you guys know, we have seen it kind of evolve, I'll say. From, you know, when I started out here back in the mid-90s with the Hair Radio Show out of New Jersey, and we were, it was more of, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and say it, power to the people kind of thing, so to speak. And that's kind of where we were at that time. I was there. The show was on. So this is not something that, you know, we've got the receipts. And from there, to me, it, you know, I don't want to sound like it's completely surfacey, but it has definitely turned a little bit on the trendy side. That's just me, Carrie Hines. But don't send me letters, okay?
No, it's definitely trendy.
It's definitely gotten trend. A little bit there. And
you know
I'll
what
tell
it
you
is, though, honestly?
What's that? Go ahead, Johnny.
It's the fact that our, and I'm going to just speak a little history. This is a little controversial. So we had an African-American cosmetology court. We had an African-American cosmetology court in the early 1900s in this country. And, you know, I'm only reading this, but from what I read, it was, you know, given at the school that Madam C.J. Walker became a cosmetologist at. She didn't become a cosmetologist, but an African-American cosmetologist. There was a study for it and a license. Now, somewhere in the product business, those things got taken away. You know, those things got taken away from the black community, that license. Annie Malone, she owned the school. She had her products. She had a license. So we were on the right track at one time. I'm not exactly sure what happened with the actual license, but I know that it was replaced by a famous product influencer, right? And our history around our hair, when you read it on the surface, is not even true. There's a very deep story about what's happening with natural hair. And me being someone, like I teach classes for locks, yes, but I also have a curriculum for locks, right? Now, this is where I started finding out all of these other things, because if I wanted to bring my curriculum for locks to the schools right now, I have to go through legislation, change laws, just to be able to teach this.
No. That's right.
Very popular.
I totally agree with you. But now, first, let me just say, and we actually have Madam Walker's great-great-granddaughter here on our show, and I've worked with her out of New Jersey as well at my own show. And so, and I can get on some of the clips that we have with Alelia Bundles talking very much about Annie Malone as well. And I think I actually have something on a little bit. Now, talking about Alelia, she really expounded on and really goes in, so to speak, on this rivalry between these incredible women. Annie Malone, of course, started the Poro Colleges, which were all about educating these incredible women. And men who went to her school.
Not just women and men, and not just cosmetology, definitely a college.
Yes, she had the Poro Colleges, which were amazing. And really, the true first female millionaire. And so that's just the way it is. Madam Walker, who had her location out in Indianapolis, and again, her building is still there. I've had them on our show as well. So everybody's dropped by here. But just, you know, so we're going to be, I'll tell you what, because this is huge. Now, Yanni, I'm hoping that you are going to be coming back more often here and dropping in with us to kind of help get the morning started right and getting into some of this. A lot of it, there, you know, there are some controversies. We are talking about black hair, and in some ways it's been weaponized against us. And so we're going to, you know, we're not going to be shy about you know, having some of these conversations. But again, we want everybody coming to the table. We welcome everybody. Education is for everybody. Right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And it is for free on our broadcast anyway. Okay. Listen, lots to get into this morning. Yanni, you're going to come back. I'm hoping that you'll come back and join us. And you're still doing your thing. So we're gonna make sure that you drop in from time to time, and you're out east, you know, today, and we just thank you so much for being with us. Now, anybody you want to shout out to, Yanni? I'm not sure if Yanni can hear us.
You said, is there anybody I want to shout out to?
Yeah. Anybody you want to shout out to this morning?
Just the whole industry that may be listening. I want to say that it started one way, and it needs us to. I want to start campaigns that make the industry all inclusive. You know, if I have to shout out anybody, it definitely is those people who want to make this industry all inclusive, because the black dollar is funding it, but we know that we're not the ones taking in that money. So
especially. Yeah. And we're going to talk about that. I love what you just said. The benefit, here's something that is positive about all of that. The good news is that the hair industry is one of the few industries that at least the monies may go from one hand of color to another in terms of the styling side. But where does that money go from there is the whole thing. And us, we got to learn to support. You guys heard Maggie Anderson every day right here on the show. We run a segment from this incredible lady talking about you know, supporting black businesses. And I've got to say how incredibly important that is. Now, Yanni, I wanted to kind of take a quick moment. We're going to just kind of jump on, take a little bit of a music break, and then it's time to get on one of our favorite folks, the Queen of the Morning, should be with us in just a little bit. But I've got a surprise, and I saw just pop on my big screen here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I don't know if you remember, but I know she wanted to just welcome you back to the Hair Radio Morning Show family. I'm going to try to see if we can get her to say a couple of words. Are you out there, caller from New Jersey? Can you hear us this morning? Oh,
yes,
it is Siobhan. It is hairstylist Siobhan DeSeer. I know you wanted to say some words this morning. Good morning to you, and welcome to the Air Radio. Welcome back. I'm going to say, Siobhan, you're with us all the time. So
yes,
I know you want
good
to
morning.
Speak to Yanni.
Yes.
You're on with Yanni and Carrie.
Oh, absolutely. Welcome. Good morning, Yanni Red. How are you?
I'm amazing this morning. I'm glad to be here. I'm like, oh, yes, I know that voice. I miss you guys so much. I do.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. And I know you're continuously doing amazing things out there.
Yes, I'm just basically repurposing my lock content. I have new products, and I'm actually helping a new part of the community with my classes as well. So, yes, I do have a lot to share.
Okay, but listen, you're going to have to sign me up for a class. Please, I will reach out to you to get the details as a stylist. I know how important it is to, you know, stay on the cusp of everything going on, and the go-to person definitely for locks is Yanni Red. So I'm here to reach out to you to get that information.
Oh, is that not nice? We just love it. Okay. So good to have you both. Siobhan, thanks for getting up and calling in. And Yanni Red, what can I say? Our friend and family members, just two incredible hairstylists. So thank you both so much. All right. Well, listen, guys, I'm going to get us onto our music break. It is time for a Hot Mic Live next on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is a busy, busy, busy morning to unpack right here. So stay with us. I'm going to throw on some classic songs today. I just feel some classic stuff. Let's get on this, Whitney. We'll be back right after this. Nicole Marie, stay with me. Awesome job, guys. Awesome.
bring the wow. I'ma bring the wow.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning. It's April 12th, 2024. I'm Kerry Hines, and it is about 6:06 if you're in the Central Time Zone, 7:06 for our East Coast fans and folks out there. Again, it's our show number 979 on our way to 1,000 episodes and beyond. Listen. This is quite a big day. It's been a big broadcast and lots of things to still unpack on the broadcast. I want to kind of bring in my amazing co-host. I'll get Nicole Marie on, and we'll have Michael Hopkins join us in just a moment. But first, Nicole Marie comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning.
Good morning. You're an educator.
You're the longest running co-host. You check a lot of boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Officially, good morning. Yes.
Good morning. Good
Nicole
morning.
Marie. So
yeah.
Listen.
So happy to be here this morning.
Well, we're happy
Friday.
To have you.
Happy mid-show.
The show, it has just been packed to the you
has.
Know, it's just boiling over
it
this morning.
It has. It's been great.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Well, listen. I've got to turn to this, which is, to me, the biggest story in the world right now.
Now, all over the news.
It's all over the news, and with good reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
With good reason, folks. But what amazes me about this is that in looking at the TV coverage of this, if I'm watching a conservative network, and when I say conservative, I'm not talking about like those extremist networks. You know what they are.
Right.
I'm talking about
right.
the regular, like in the old days, you had three main channels. So I'm talking about those legacy broadcasting channels.
Right.
And you got to see the coverage. Here is someone that the folks who are outside of our community, outside of the Black community, they're looking at it. They have up here, this is what it says. I'm literally reading the screen right now. O.J. Simpson's legacy, polarizing figure known for football career and double murder trial. Only someone like these networks, you know what? Here's my thing. It's awful. It's awful that, that the African Americans, that our folks in this country, that this is the kind of, this is the way that we view each other and view what we're trying, you know, it's just awful. This is a man who, in this, the criminal trial, was exonerated. Exonerated.
Right.
Period. End of story. Now, if the folks, they launched this civil case and they were awarded, you know, I guess they won the civil trial. But let me
right.
say this. O.J. Simpson deserves, in my opinion, and I'm Kerry Hines, but don't send me any letters because I really don't care. don't. But O.J. Simpson deserves the respect of his incredible legacy and that his career, what he meant to so many in this country. And since he was not held accountable, I'm not going to say accountable, he was not held at fault through the court system, not my saying
right.
what the court said.
Right.
Now, the reason I think that everybody that we all look at it so differently through a different lens, obviously, has a lot, I think it has a lot more to do with what we have endured. We're not a monolith, so I can't speak for every black person in the world, you know, but I can say that we look at the O.J. Simpson's, you know, O.J.'s legacy, his journey a little differently, and depending upon what our experiences are and what community, you know, we grew up in, so to speak. But so I just think that for me, O.J. Will forever be someone that I'm grateful he was there. I'm just going to say it because it, watching somebody that looked like me on the movie screens, on the TV, watching him run through the airport, play in these movies, obviously on the football field, to me, well, you know, that shaped a lot of what I've been able to do with my life. And so, and so this man, he had a complicated story. Well, we all have. We all have.
This was just and public.
His was public. And I'm just hoping the best for his family. And to me, I appreciate him, and I just hope the best. And I hope that his real story can one day really be out there and revealed if there's if that's possible. But let me just say, so that's my whole take on this. I got to get Nicole Marie. I'm gonna. I know I kind of ate up your time this morning and talking. But what do you want to say about this? And I'm going to bring Michael on in. Michael, good morning. You're on with Nicole.
Good morning.
And
yeah.
Good morning. Okay.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello,
guys. Well,
hello.
First of all, I want to send thoughts and prayers out to OJ's children, his family, because regardless of what you, he was human, he had a family, he had people who did
exactly.
love him. So
thank
that's
you
the first
so
thing
much
I want to say.
Yeah.
And I was
and
just shocked
who
to hear
still
this.
Do. Who still
yeah, exactly.
Do. So, yeah.
Exactly. And I was shocked to hear the news just because I didn't know that he was sick. I hadn't heard anything about OJ in a long while. So it was just surprising to hear the news. And then, of course, you know, the last 24 hours, it's been all a buzz all over every broadcast. But whether you felt that OJ was guilty, innocent, you know, just whether you're a fan, bystander, whatever, just watching in the court of law, he was found not guilty. So, you know, everybody
right.
has their
right.
opinion.
In the criminal case. In the
right,
criminal
in the criminal case.
Case.
Yes, in the
yeah,
criminal case.
Exactly.
Right, in the criminal case. So, I don't know. It's just sad that his legacy has to end like this. You know, with all the talk and everything going on, a lot of it negative. But much like you, in the African American community, you know, it was good to that he was out there. He was a, you know, a face that we knew, that we saw, that, you know, he paved the way for
and
a lot of other
people.
And
we were proud of. And
yes,
we were
proud
of.
It.
And
right.
we will continue, in my opinion, to be proud of OJ's legacy. And I lived in Los Angeles. I very much remember during that time, I watched the low-speed chase of the Bronco. I remember exactly where I was.
Oh, yeah.
And
everyone was
and
glued
all,
to the TV.
Yeah, we
watching
were all glued to the screen.
Yeah, how
Michael,
about this?
Yeah, so, Michael, did you how do you feel about O.J., with the passing, what about some of the coverage you've seen? Do you want to weigh in?
Well, Kerry and Nicole Marie, it's always when we have our black entertainers, athletes, people of that nature, it's always a double-edged sword.
Mm.
And, you know, it's always that double-edged sword. no matter what they do, that other world, sometimes they don't completely fit into that other world. And they're still viewed as by their skin color, not by the content of who they are and what they've done.
Okay.
You know, no matter what happens. And
well, you know,
you're both of you.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, what I was going to say, you know, I agree with both of you. With O.J. Simpson, you know, that was the era I grew up in. Watching him run through the airports like Nicole Marie said, and watching him in the NFL, and just watching him in the movies. I remember some of the funny movies that he did, and you know, spokesperson, and he played 11 seasons in the NFL, and all of that, all of a sudden, you know, it's overshadowed with the trial of the century and all that.
Well,
so it's like, is that, is that,
let me just jump in and say this, Michael. Thank you for your sentiment. Hey, speaking of the NFL, we have a gentleman coming on in just a little bit at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time this morning, who literally was on the football playing against O.J. and all of that. So I can't wait. He's going to be – this is my first time ever being able to bring an actual former NFL player right here to our airwaves, who will be able to weigh in.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
To all this. Yeah, so you don't want to miss that. So we're going to ask him, of course, the O.J. question. So on playing against O.J. and all that kind of stuff. So definitely stay tuned. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. You don't want to miss it. So really, really interesting. And it's the first time. Again, on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Great.
So I cannot wait. It's going to be super exciting. You know, and here's the thing. On to what we were talking about back on the O.J., this whole coverage, it's a little dicey out there because it's viewed by two completely different lenses. Again, you know, here's, and especially during this time that we have, you know, so much going on with race, every single thing, you can't take, you know, everything, every other word on TV and everywhere else is just highlighting our differences instead of looking to unite folks.
Exactly.
But here's what I believe. There's so much, and again, I think folks were celebrating the fact that we felt that, you know, and I can say that I felt that, okay, we've received nothing but an avalanche of negative things as a people, in my opinion, in the history of this country. It's not a surprise to anybody. If this is a surprise, you need to get out from under the rock. But I do want to say that we're going to be looking at O.J.'s entire life. Now, coming up all next week, we are looking at where he, you know, where he grew, incredible football career, of course. We're going to talk a little bit about his career coming up in the 8 o'clock hour today. But next week we're going through his movie career, his pitch career, all that. And again, I was out in Los Angeles during this era. I was there, and I saw it firsthand and up close. And the trial of the century, as they were calling it, and the famous, if the gloves, if they don't, what was it? If it don't fit, you must.
Must quit. If it doesn't
who
fit,
in the world
you must
would
have
ever
quit.
Forget that line. Ever.
That's right.
So this is something. Johnny Cochran. And they now here's the thing. They ran Johnny Cochran's commercial. Johnny passed away a while ago in the early 2000s or so. And they've been running that commercial out there
ever since. They
right.
really ran this commercial for years after he passed away. I said, wow. But, you know, that was the first time we'd ever heard of the Kardashian name. Never heard of the
right.
Kardashian name before that
nope.
famous trial. If you remember,
right.
their father was one of O.J.'s lawyers.
Lawyers, right.
You had Ashley Bailey. You had the Dream Team. This is where, you know, money, murder, you know, fame.
Power.
Power. It was,
influence.
Yeah, I don't think there has been a trial since then. Even like someone said
no,
in remarks
yesterday,
even,
nope.
you know, right now where we have a former president about to go on trial in a week or so. No, that still, it pales by comparison to how big
yep.
The trial of O.J. Simpson really was. And
yep.
it's something that's been in my memory. And watching him on the freeway out there, again, I was at work and glued to the TV looking at the slowest chase in the history of mankind. And I don't know how, but it was, but here's, that was one part. Then real quick, when Scan, you know, moved forward and I was back on the East Coast, by the time the trial was over and they gave the verdict, I was working at a place and I was the only African American in the entire building. Okay, in New Jersey, working at this company at that time. And I'll never forget when the verdict was read and the, oh my goodness, the remarks that were made in that building at that time. Now, I was there and I had to just, you know, I was like so relieved and happy for OJ. Because I believed in his in what was being stated from his side and from that perspective. So, but I'll never forget how those folks at that place, what they can, and still to this day, that's what you kind of see being covered. Again, it's two divergent looks. And that's, again, it's just a very layered thing. And you call me up after the show, I'll fill you in on what was actually said. We'll tell you all the other day. But, oh, my, that's all I can say.
Wow.
Oh, my. Yeah. So this country, listen, we've got, if one thing that that OJ's legacy, first of all, I look at it like this. In the black community, OJ has a legacy that will forever endure. And
so true.
And that's just, it's going to mean something to us. And in my opinion, that's all that matters. So that's the way I look at it. You know, so... It's crazy. Listen, I want to turn to our guest coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, Eastern 7 o'clock Central Time. Riddell Jackson, just an incredible former NFL player coming to our airwaves this morning. Nicole Marie Michael, what do you guys think about that? This is the first time we would ever have a footballer on our show,
yeah.
you know, whether they're playing currently or, you know, or previously. What goes through your mind? And is that not exciting? And, Michael,
yeah.
what do you think?
Oh, it is. It is. Oh, I can't wait to just hear some of the stories, you know, the backstories
yeah.
and all that good
yeah.
stuff. I can't wait.
Right. right.
Yeah, me too. It's definitely must talk, must listen radio. coming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's good to have a perspective of someone who actually knew OJ. You know, we're watching things on the news and, you know, hearing things kind of secondhand here and there, but to actually have him give his side of the story and his take, his experience, that's, you can't beat that.
Exactly. And I've got to say, I want to shout out, I have to shout out Mr. Jackson because he is already in his own right an incredible, incredible career on the football field. And to be part of the NFL and also touching the lives of so many children and so many people.
Right.
And he continues to do great work. He is just, you know, so I'm so happy to have him on our show and just to get his perspective on what it was like to play against O.J. Simpson and to know of all of this and how he is processing all of this as well and bringing it to our airways. I'm so happy about the Hair Radio Morning Show because, you know, this broadcast, you know, we have the best guests, the best topics,
we certainly do.
Information. Yeah, it's quite an amazing broadcast, and I just want to say thank you so much for being a part of all of that. I really do, and thank you so, so very much. So good job, really good job. Okay, why don't we take a little bit of a music break this morning. We got to do that. Got to get on some commercials and all that other wonderful good stuff.
Uh-oh.
And we'll be back. Now, when we come back, now, again, Michael, want to catch up with you a little bit. We'll try to cover some of the other things that are happening out here. Lots to unpack on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And, again, coming up at 8, special guests from former player with the NFL. You don't want to miss it. Don't go anywhere. I got to get on some Jeffrey. I feel like some Jeffrey Osborne this morning is going to help you get the message across. All right.
Jeffrey Osborne.
Take a listen. Yeah, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Anything you want. Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Kerry Hines. I've got a special guest on the line, actually coming to us from the wonderful world of Hollywood out in Los Angeles, California. She is Crystal Wright. Crystal, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Kerry. I'm glad to be here.
Terrific. Well, we're happy to have you. Now, I want to tell the folks, you are the person behind this amazing book called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide, in addition to, of course, being the artistic director of the Crystal Agency.
Oh, you make it sound so good.
Well, it is good, and I want you to tell our listeners why. Tell us a little bit more about the Crystal Agency, and then we'll talk about the book.
Okay, well, the Crystal Agency represents professional makeup artists, hairstylists, and fashion stylists, and also manicurists. And as a matter of fact, if there are any good manicurists out there, we're certainly looking for one right now. But we represent makeup, hair, and fashion stylists who work behind the scenes in print, video, film, and television.
And that's such a big field. And there's so many stylists out there, hair and makeup stylists and people in fashion, who are looking to get into this whole wonderful, wonderful world of the industry, of the entertainment industry. So I'm sure you have a lot of ideas and want to talk about that. But first, before we get to all the good stuff, and we know the listeners are just waiting to hear, how did you decide, Crystal, that this is something you wanted to do? I'm always interested in finding out what that motivation is for that individual. How did you decide that this is something you wanted to do?
Well, you know, honestly, I didn't really decide. I mean, it wasn't even anything I knew anything about.
Wow.
I was selling copiers for Xerox. I had worked at Xerox in Seattle for 2.5 years out of college.
Okay.
And then I came out to Los Angeles on a whim for a weekend because a girlfriend of mine and her husband were moving out, and they invited me. And when I got off the airplane, it was 75 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I had just moved from Seattle, Washington, where it rains 300 days a year.
That was it, huh?
That was it. I got off the plane, I said, that's it, I'm moving to California. And the next week I came back out to L.A., interviewed at one of the branches of Xerox, and got an offer letter the week after that. It took me about 6 months to get out to California. I came out to California, started doing the same thing, selling copiers. And then I was getting very restless, thinking, well, you know, I'd always wanted to be in fashion. Should I try to get a job as a buyer at a department store like a Nordstrom or something? And I went to a party that was actually at Muhammad Ali's house. It was a networking function. And I met a photographer by the name of Bobby Holland. It was a Sunday afternoon. Met him that Sunday, went to his studio on Thursday, and quit my job at Xerox on Monday.
Wow.
To represent him.
Wow.
Just packed up all my little stuff in my Xerox memory writer typewriter and moved into Bobby's studio working there and started representing him.
Mm.
And I worked for him for 6 months, loved it. I had never been anywhere. I got to go to New York with him. I got to go to Chicago with him. He was shooting everything from the Jackson 5, yeah, this was a long time ago,
Oh, they really were still the Jackson 5 at that
they
time,
were still
okay.
Oh, my
wow.
God. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I think they were still the Jackson 5.
Oh,
but
my.
we shot Richard Pryor for Essence Magazine.
Wow.
We shot Denzel Washington the first time he was on the cover of Essence Magazine.
Wow.
And, but Bobby, I was working for Bobby, and 6 months after I started working for him, he fired me.
Oh, my.
He fired me.
But you had what you needed to have at that point to move on.
Well, we hope so, because I've been doing it now for almost 20 years.
Well, yes,
and
you absolutely got it.
Yeah, his makeup artist came to me and asked me if I would represent her.
Wow.
And that's how I started representing makeup, hair, and fashion style. She was my first makeup artist. Then I picked up a hairstylist. I picked up a fashion stylist, Michelle Cole, who is now a big costume designer in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it all started.
Wow. Well, folks, in case you've just logged in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got some great people that we like to introduce to you from time to time. And the person we're speaking with right now is absolutely no exception to that. Her name is Crystal Wright. Now, a lot of you out there know her already. She is the artistic director of the Crystal Agency and her website, of course. Well, you know what, Crystal, why don't we have you tell the folks out there how to contact you?
The website for the Crystal Agency is, of course, www.crystalagency.com.
Terrific. Now, I want to go back. We had started to talk a little bit about the book, and I do mean that this is the Bible of the hair and makeup and fashion styling industry, as far as I'm concerned, and many of the other folks out there. And it's called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. And I want you to tell the folks out there about the book.
This book, it's funny because it actually is considered the Bible. A lot of schools use the book as sort of the business part of their makeup programs. And it's used actually in New York City at the Fashion Institute of Technology at FIT.
FIT, sure.
It's used as the textbook for their fashion styling course there and in Atlanta, at Bodder, and the International Academy of Design in Florida. And this is a book that I wrote because I used to stay on the phone all day, people calling me up asking me, you know, how do I put my portfolio together? What is meant by testing with photographers? How do I get tear sheets? You know, what's a comp card? How many images should I have? All these questions that they had about building a portfolio so they could do, you know, makeup, hair, or fashion styling for television shows and films, music videos, of course, CD covers and magazines. And the reason it's the hair, makeup, and fashion styling career guide is because hair, makeup, and styling people are completely dependent upon one another for the image that's produced.
Mm-hmm.
A makeup artist who does great makeup and is working with a hairstylist that doesn't do good hair, the only thing you produce is a bad picture. You've got to have great makeup, you have to have great hair, and you have to have great fashion styling altogether. And so the book really just talks about the business aspects of working behind the scenes. You know, what size should your portfolio be? What kind of pages should it have? How many pictures do you need to have before you go out to get an agent to represent you? In a place like New York, they have over 80 or 90 agencies that just represent makeup, hair, and fashion styles, and a lot of people don't even know it.
That's right. Good point. Well, just to let the folks know exactly, because this, as we were saying, is considered the Bible in the industry. Now, your book, again, is Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. It's all you need to know about getting work behind the scenes in print, video, film, and television, working with record labels, magazines, and production companies, testing with photographers, building a strong portfolio, and signing with an agency. Now, you just mentioned, in fact, being right here in New York, you're absolutely right. I mean, I thought it was over 100 of these, type of agencies, so to speak, out there. And a lot of folks, you're absolutely right, are just not aware of that. So how do we get the artists that are out there, the makeup artists, the fashion styling folks, the hair people, how do we get them more involved and in tune with what's really happening in the industry, the real industry? Any advice?
You know, one of the things that's really, really important is for people to step outside of their world in the salon. what they do in the salon and what you do when you're working behind the scenes are two completely different things. And you have to see them as different. What a woman needs when she's going to work every day, as far as her hair is concerned, is one thing. What a woman, how a woman wants to look when she goes to church is one thing. How a woman looks on the cover of a magazine and inside when you start putting all these fabulous clothes on them or something else. And the thing that I tell people is to begin by understanding the language of this business. Begin by reading the fashion magazines and not just looking at the hair. When you look at a fashion magazine, you've got to look at the hair, look at the makeup, look at the clothes, and look at the photography. You educate yourself by starting to understand that all of those elements together make a good picture, and if one of them is wrong, it doesn't work. And so when you look at the magazines, you got to look at Vogue, you got to look at Elle, you got to look at Glamour, you have to look at Essence, you got to look at W, and you also have to look at the European magazines and understand that you need to go back further than what happened last week on Britney Spears' music video. Because that does not give you a historical perspective. You've got to go 10 years back, 20 years back, so that when you get on a photo shoot with an editor and she says, oh, my God, let's see, I want to do a 70s spin on, you know, a 70s spin on this model, but we want to bring her forward to the 21st century. What does that mean?
Right, exactly. You got to know what that actually means, what they're saying.
You got to know, that's right. You have to understand the influences of the 70s, the influences of the 60s, and, you know, what is meant by psychedelic and all of those kinds of things, because when you understand those things and you can reach back and pull some of those elements forward and add them to what's going on right now, that's the thing that separates you from everybody else.
Absolutely. Well, you, again, if you've just logged in and you're kind of catching us in the middle here, I'm Carrie Hines. You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, and our very special guest who's on the line is Crystal Wright. Again, Crystal Wright's book is called Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide, and we're talking with Crystal. Again, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. I mean, we get questions all the time, and probably, and you kind of touched on a little bit, probably the biggest question is, what is the first step I take? I want to get a little bit deeper. This is from the professionals. I want to get more into the industry. I want to be, you know, dealing with the videos, you know, working for the videos. What should I do? What's the first thing I should do? And I want to say they should buy your book. But we'll,
well, I'll let you tell us, Carrie.
Okay, no problem. And again, you really do need to pick
this
book up.
But you're right, actually. Getting the book is a great first step. Because the book has, you know, step by step, this is what you need to do. But I'll tell you, the first thing that they need to do is they need to educate themselves about photography so that they know what they like and what they don't like. And the only way that you can do that, it's like you don't have to go take a photography class, but what you do have to do is start looking at the magazine so you start to recognize what kinds of photographers and what kind of photography you like. Because the next thing you have to do is you got to find photographers to work with.
Yes, exactly. Now, how difficult is that?
It's not that difficult because there are so many schools out there. I mean, if you're talking about New York, you know, you've got the Art Institute, you've got, oh, my God, off the top of my head,
well,
there are two or three.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you're absolutely right. Here in New York, there's, like, we have tons of wonderful places. But now, for some of our listeners who are probably logged in right now in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, it doesn't matter. That's the great thing.
Wow.
There are photography schools all over the place. There are, like, standalone photography schools where that's all they teach, but also a lot of times the community colleges in your area have photography classes. There's, you know, universities have photography classes, community colleges have photography classes, there are photography workshops. The thing to do is to go to the website, go to Google, put in photography schools plus whatever the city is that you're living in plus whatever the state is. And you will find photography schools. You simply go to the schools or you call the schools up and you ask them, first of all, do you have a system for setting up, for hooking up makeup and hair people and styling people with your photographers who are willing to work with the photographers to get pictures for their portfolios?
Mm.
Okay? If that doesn't work, go to the school. Don't forget, a school, you can just walk on anytime you want. Just walk on. You know, ask where the photography classes are held. Go there. Introduce yourself to the professor. Let them know, hey, I'm a hairstylist. I'm working on my portfolio because I want to do work in the entertainment industry or I want to do work in advertising.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you had any photographers here who are people shooters. That's very important.
Mm.
You don't want to get hooked up with a photographer that's shooting cups and saucers. That's a still life photographer. You want a photographer that's shooting people and working on his or her book.
Mm-hmm.
Hook up with them. Let them know you want to build your portfolio. The thing to understand is that when you're working with a photographer, it's a collaboration. No money changes hands. You are not supposed to pay the photographer to take pictures. That's a big problem, particularly in the African-American community, where the hairstylists think that they have to go out and pay a photographer to take pictures. But in truth, in the entertainment industry, you go out and find a photographer, it's a collaboration. Everybody comes together with their skills to put something on film that they can put in their portfolios and go out and show to other people.
Beautifully said.
So it doesn't matter whether you're in Seattle or Idaho or Philadelphia, go to the Internet. Find the photography schools, go introduce yourself to the professor, introduce yourself to the photographers as they're coming out of classes.
Absolutely. Well, I think you said it best, Crystal. And again, we want to tell the folks out there, they can always go to your website and get in contact with you or find out some more information. Again, what's your website, Crystal?
The agency website is crystalagency.com, and then we also have an informational website, which is makeuphairandstyling.com, and the and is spelled out. So if they want to see, you know, what we do at the Crystal Agency, just go to www.crystalagency.com, and that'll let them see the artists that we represent. And if they want just more information on the industry in general, go to makeuphairandstyling.com.
Now, we know that you represent the who's who out there in California. Anybody standing out that you might want to speak about, or any, you know, anyone in particular, or tell us about some of the folks that you represent out there, or maybe.
You know, we actually represent people out here in Los Angeles, and we have a couple of people that we represent in New York.
Oh, really?
Uh huh. We actually represent a fabulous hairstylist that we're very excited about in New York. His name is Clark Vincent.
Oh, okay.
And he's in New York working on a film today called Cutting the Mustard.
Cutting the mustard. We'll have to get him on.
Uh-huh.
Really? Okay.
And we're very excited about him. If you go to our website and go to hair, click on the hair section, and then go click on Clark Vincent, you'll see his work. Out here in L.A., we have a makeup artist by the name of Kimbra, who is just amazing. And we're very excited about Kimbra. She's working tomorrow on the fashion spread for Interior Design magazine. And, you know, they only do that like two or three times a year.
Exactly. Wow.
So, and we've got a fashion stylist, oh my God, Edgar Revilla, who is just the bomb.
Okay. So now how?
And let me tell your listeners this,
mm-hmm.
because we obviously we don't have their email addresses, but we
right.
just did send out an email, and we are looking for hair, makeup, and fashion stylists in Atlanta and in Atlanta and Miami right now. So if they have a website, if they have any JPEGs of their work, and they can send us 2 to 3 JPEGs, if they have a resume, they can email it to Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, at crystalagency.com. They can fax us a resume or email a resume. Our fax number is 323-443-3752. It's our new e-fax number, so I'm trying to remember it.
Okay.
Because we are looking for people who, in Atlanta and Miami, who want to work on low to medium budget music videos. And we're trying to put together some teams of people because we have a couple of production companies that have asked us for that. So if any of your listeners are interested in, you know, submitting to us, you know, email us a link to their website, email us 2 to 3 JPEGs, no more than that. No more than 1 megabyte, because otherwise it'll suck up all the space on our server. But we're certainly open to seeing what's out there in the marketplace.
Well, folks, you heard it right here on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. And, Crystal, I want to, well, you know, I don't even want to let you go. I want to ask one last question. What do you see, is there some kind of new trend that the fashion and the beauty and all of this, is there a certain direction that you see everything going into? Let's talk about, just briefly, just let's talk about that. Is there a certain trend that you see that's coming up now, or certain things that are kind of happening out there in the world of fashion and hair and makeup styling? Like, what's hot? What's really going on right now?
You know, the thing I try to tell people is I'm not really the person to ask about that because I really try to focus on the business end, and I leave I leave all the fabulousness up to the fashion stylist. But I will tell you this, it's really important for people who are out there wanting to work on in the industry to keep up with what's going on, and one of the best ways they can do that is going to InStyle.com.
InStyle.com.
InStyle.com to keep up with what the heck is going on in the industry.
Love it.
And also to, you know, watch the shows. You know, they just had New York Fashion Week. LA
right.
Fashion Week is coming up. And keeping up with what's going on in Europe. It all happens too fast for me to be able to say, oh, well, this is what's happening in hair, and
yeah.
this is what's happening in makeup.
Right.
I stick to what I know best, and the only thing that I know is how to market and manage makeup, hair, and fashion stylists.
Love it.
My stylists come over here and tell me that I look how I look. You know, Crystal, you have got to change your hair. That is old. That is dated. Get out of those skirts, and I just do what they tell me.
Right. I hear you. Well, you've got the best people, so... You're definitely in good hands out there. Well, again, I want to thank you so very much. I want to say thank you to Crystal Wright. And again, her book is called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. Mm-hmm. And you certainly can. Now, what's the best way that they can get the book, Crystal? I do want to make sure that they're aware of that.
They can call us here at 323-913-0500 if they'd like to order the book on the phone. Or they can go to our website, makeuphairandstyling.com, and they can order it there. If they call and order the book over the phone, and I'll also give you our toll-free number for them to order, which is 877-913-0500, and they mention that they heard about it on hairradio.com, then we will give them a gift certificate.
Wow.
For a percentage off of our packaging your portfolio and marketing workshops. You know, I have one coming up in New York on May 14th out there. We do it at the Mac Pro Store. We'll give them a gift certificate for a percentage off of our class.
Well, that is fantastic. And that's exclusively to the folks who are listening right now.
Exclusively.
Wow.
They will get a $25 gift certificate off the price of the class.
Terrific. Well, I want to thank you. And you've got to come back and tell us, especially a little bit closer to the workshop. I want to talk with you about all of that.
Okay.
And anytime, you're always welcome to hear it here at Radio.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks again, Crystal Wright.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Cause you've been ballin' since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it, the whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair, you know? Did not wear braids. The current black. Yeah, I just said, we got to tease up on the people. So, like, because I thought about it, I was like, it would be easier.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Know the name O.J. Simpson. Well, today I have someone else you are likely familiar with. He comes from the world of sports. It's my very, very first time in the history of the Hair Radio Morning Show that we've had politicians and musicians and movie stars, Oscar-nominated folks and Grammy and Tony Award-winning individuals on this show. So our next guest is in that kind of a esteemed company. Again, he is someone who has played against Mr. O.J. Simpson out on the ball field. Of course, we're talking about the Cleveland Browns linebacker and contemporary to O.J., Mr. Robert L. Jackson, also known as Stonewall Jackson. Okay, listen, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, listen, we got to jump in on this. First of all, the news of OJ shocked everybody today. You know, it really did, you know, with the big passing of OJ. So what can you tell us about what this, you know, how you were able to cope with the news of OJ's passing and what went through your mind?
Well, a lot went through my mind about it. I was thinking about some of the things that's happening to a lot of the ex-ball players today. And I think that we as ball players kind of have a tendency not to take care of ourselves, but we go through a lot of stuff out there on the field. So But, you know, it's best to kind of go in and get everything checked out. I was real saddened to hear that because I played against him in the early 70s. And what a great guy on the field. I really enjoyed his movement, his play, and of course I played the linebacker position, so I was trying to run him down or make some hits on him. So, but I was very saddened about it.
Yes, and I gotta say, O.J. Simpson. I mean, my goodness, we're talking about a huge career on and off the field. He really accomplished so much. And, you know, and you were kind of alluding to that. This gentleman was sick. And most of us did not even know he was sick to this degree. And although 76 is quite an advanced age, it's not a little, you know, a little new baby or anything, but still we didn't expect this. And so it seems sudden to us, I think, for the most part. But I know you want to remind folks that you got to take care of yourself. I think you opened up with that today.
Yeah, I think that you know, as a whole, you know, when you get in your early 40s, late 50s, yeah, you should go in and really get yourself checked out quite a bit. I've going through some stuff myself, but you know, I'm on top of everything, and it's just saddened to see, you know, a star like that to go down.
Exactly. Now I gotta talk to you about this history that we have, and I'll tell you something. I was in Los Angeles during a big part of this whole thing with OJ, and we've all seen the reports and television, and you know, and I remember watching the actual low speed chase when OJ was literally out there, and there's so much that I can certainly connect with about this because, as I said, I was in Los Angeles. And also, I used to go up to Brentwood, not far from where all this kind of the set news about those folks who passed, where all that transpired. But I've got to say, for the reporting, for the media, my take on it is this. Many folks seem to think we were cheering for, you know, folks losing their lives. And that's not at all what was happening at that time or now. What we were kind of connecting with was the fact that many of us felt or feel that a lot of injustice that, you know, folks of color have had to cope with in this country. So I think this was in response to that, in terms of OJ not being found guilty in the criminal case. So that's what we were connected with. Now, just, and we are in no position to judge anybody. That's not for us to do. My take on it is that this man was found liable in terms of the civil case, as you guys know. So that, you know, that's, and a whole nother story in terms of some of the challenges that he had along the way near, you know, the end of his life. I just pray and hope for the best for his family, and we send our condolences. Just big, big things. But I, you know, we just want the best for his family and for his and his fans and his friends and all of that. But I've got to get back to you. I've got to get back to you. First of all, it's an honor to have you here, Mr. Robert L. Jackson, from the Cleveland Browns in studio here on our show. And I've got to say, we're very, very proud of all that you have accomplished. So very proud. Now, what do you say to, you know, folks, so many young men out here who are, you know, planning or would love to be in the NFL like you, What would you say to them to get them on the right track?
Well, first of all, to all of the young athletes that's in the game today, is I feel that you have to stay focused. You have to feel that you can do this. Never say no, I can't. Prepare yourself from day to day to have, you know, yourself prepared each day. I feel that once you kind of get yourself prepared, and then everything will take care of itself.
Wow. Well, listen, you, sir, are still in demand. You really are. There are folks out there, and I love this. This is where you get to sit down in front of your fans. And I know you got some dates and things lined up, and may want to shout out to some folks. And so I'm going to give you the mic to go ahead and let folks know. Please, feel free.
Okay, first of all, I got a date set up May the 4th. I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio, and that's real close to Cleveland. So, yeah. So I'm gonna tell all of my fans, if you listening and want to come up for an autograph or a picture, a selfie or anything, we'd love to have you up, and we'll be there May the 4th and May the 5th. So.
We'll make that happen. We'll have them. If you guys out there, you want to come out and definitely connect, you gotta connect with Robert L. Jackson at this upcoming event. Feel free to reach out to us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll put you in touch to make sure you can make that happen for yourself. So listen, I gotta say, and this is good for us, but did you ever have a chance to actually meet OJ, because I know that that's what everybody wants to know. Did you meet OJ?
Well, I met him and played against him in Buffalo. And after the game, you know, everybody comes together and shake their hands and stuff like that. And it kind of thrilled me because he's a little bit older than I am. But, you know, I think it was my rookie year, or my second year in the league. And that was just a thrill to shake his hand, and then to watch him play from time to time was awesome. You know, you key in on running backs like OJ and Earl Campbell and a lot of the key running backs. So I was just thrilled to meet him, to play against him. At that time, and a guy, a great guy, you know, that he was on the field there, and I really gave him his respect. My nickname was Stonewall, and I was really trying to get him there.
Yeah,
you know?
You tried it.
Yeah.
But now he was out. See, for me, I just remember seeing him on television. And I think it was Hurts. It could have been Avis. I just remember him running through the airport. That's what I remember, jumping over those suitcases. And he was so popular. And then he was in my favorite movies about the comedy movies that he did. I think he was in Airplane. I could be wrong about Airplane, but he was in all those wonderful comedy movies. And he was so hilarious. And I just loved him so much in the Naked Gun movies and all that kind of stuff. And he had so many careers. That's what was so amazing. Now, just to turn to the folks out here who, you know, we have to kind of talk a little bit about this thing where he was acquitted. And like I said, I actually moved to Los Angeles like a year or so following all that big unrest that they had out there with the, back in the 90s, they had the looting and all that kind of stuff
from it was just a mess. But what I do remember during this period, during the whole incident being reported on the news and all that, I was there at that time, and it was just very interesting. When he was acquitted of the criminal case, I remember I was in New Jersey, back here on the East Coast, or back there on the East Coast at that time. And I have to tell you, it was the way that folks were responding. It had become all about race. The folks of one color seemed to be on one side, and the folks of, African-Americans seemed to be on the other side, and all this kind of crazy stuff. I'm so glad we've been able to kind of move past a little bit of that. And you know, we've got a lot of work to do. Let me just put it that way. But I think at that time it was kind of blistering for folks, and it was real difficult for folks to understand where, you know, how we had gotten to that point. But I just want to say, listen, Robert L. Jackson, my guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You never thought you'd be sitting there on the Hair Radio Morning Show, but you are. What goes through your mind? Anybody you want to shout out to?
Yeah, I just want to shout out to all of my fans in Cleveland. I really appreciated a lot of the rah-rah and a lot of the people that I know in Cleveland. A very good friend of mine, Myron Mitchell. He was a really good guy that kind of guided me through the city, and it was just really, really wonderful to be there. And I know I could say to Cleveland, go Browns.
It gets no better than that. Also, better take a quick moment to shout out Miss LaDonna, one of our great friends. And listen, I have to say again, you've had a storybook career in my eyesight now, you know, and just making it to the pros is incredible. So thank you so much. And you're just doing great things. You're still out there. Like we said, come out and support. And catch up with Mr. Jackson at that wonderful signing. So reach out to us, and we'll put you in touch. All right. Thank you so much for being with us on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
All right. All right, folks. Keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just one look at you. Was actually, he's joining our lineup right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. His name is Jeff Johnson. He's out of kind of like the South Jersey area, and we're real happy to have him with us to come on board. He's a barber, a licensed barber, and he's making some waves out there. Thank you, Jeff Johnson. Jeff, welcome to the show. Now, that's G-E-O-F-F. I just want to make that clear. Okay,
that
not the
right.
J-E-F-F.
No, that is right. It's the first time when I tell someone my name, that's the first thing I do is give them the correct spelling. And also, I want to just to go back, and that is a big thing, but I'm a licensed cosmetologist that specializes.
Oh, that's right. I got you. Okay. That does correct that. So you are a licensed cosmetologist who specializes in barbering. Is that correct? That's how you want to state it.
That is correct.
Which is awesome, because usually we don't necessarily hear it that way, but that is awesome, and we applaud you for that. And I think it's just, you know, as you were saying and describing your story earlier, I was thinking to myself, as you were saying, that you always wanted to do hair, and you actually went through the whole cosmetology course, and I think you really appreciated that, where I had known a whole bunch of barbers who went through unwillingly almost. So I think it's really amazing, because they wanted to do the barbering. I do want to make that clear. It's not that they didn't want to go to school. They loved school and loved the course, but they didn't necessarily, you know, feel that the whole course is what they wanted to do. But I think at the end of the day, I think it's awesome, because it opens up a lot more avenues, in my personal opinion. So I think it's great, Jeff.
Right.
So Jeff, I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to talk about coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show. What are some of the topics you'd like to see spearheaded on this broadcast that you yourself will be bringing to your piece here?
Oh, I'm definitely glad that you asked that. One of the things I want to bring to the show, again, really focus on the business side of barbering, and you know, the business side, the financial side. Of being in this field. Again, going back to the pandemic and the shutdown of the jobs and people not being able to work, one of the things I really want to focus on as far as being a barber with your license is also, because you have a license, is also learning how to create or have create a business from your name, which would allow you to, if you operated your business the right way, which would be another time that I would speak about, you would have been able to collect that additional grant money that was given to a lot of the small businesses. And also with the unemployment, because there were a lot of barbers who did not receive the unemployment because they never filed taxes.
They don't have a license to file taxes. Yes. Go ahead, please. That's important.
So with that, that is something that I really want to bring to the table. I need barbers to understand that paperwork is important. Ownership of your craft and of your name is very important. And it would also open up a lot of doors for you.
Correct. And I'll tell you, and on the flip side from the filings of all of that, and the, you know, I heard another stylist, I think, on the radio show this morning actually talk about that as well. That's very important. And to be registered, you know, it is cash, and we're still kind of essentially a cash-based business. But let's remember to do that paperwork and make sure that you're registered. Very, very important. You know, like when this came out of the clear blue sky, no one knew that this was going to happen, but you would have been positioned to take advantage of a bunch of those monies that they're pretty much throwing at everybody these days. Just be, for those who are able to take advantage, just read the small fine print, please. Okay, please.
Yeah. Yes,
important,
yes.
Especially in our community. Please read the fine print. And so that's all, you know, just to be aware on both sides of that debate. Listen, I have to say, Jeff, I'm really, really happy to have you on board with us. So this is going to be just awesome. Listen, is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
I definitely want to shout out to Big Barbara Van, who's the owner.
Awesome.
He's having the barbershop, 1135 Deffin, New Jersey. Great guy, great owner, fair guy. So that's definitely a barber that I'd love to shout out. Also,
what's the name of that shop again? We're going to give them a little bit more of a plug today. What's the name of that shop and that owner?
It is called The New Extravagant Multicultural Barbershop, 1135 Deffin, New Jersey.
All right. That is just awesome, and we want to shout out everybody in the facility there and all the clients who come in there.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
We're back live. It's Friday morning, April 12th, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. Listen, it is our broadcast show number 979. Wow. Show number 979 on our way to over 1,000 shows real soon. Hey, got to bring my colleague, Michael Hopkins. You know him so well. He's our host for a program called The Vet Talk Radio Show. It airs Tuesday mornings right here on our platform at Hair Radio. And Michael's got a lot going on these days. Let me just get him on. Michael, want to talk a little bit about OJ, and you guys can join in on the conversation.
Wow.
By pressing 1 this morning, and we'll get you on to talk live. Hey, what did you think about the incredible interview that we had with, and again, this is the Hair Radio Morning Show where we deliver the top talkers
wherever out there. So we just always planted in the center of everybody. So today our guest, who actually played on the football field with O.J. Simpson, against O.J., I should say, and his team, Mr. Robert L. Jackson from the Cleveland Browns, former member, player,
very
I should say,
so.
With the Cleveland Browns. Did you hear the interview this morning, Michael, airing right here for the first time, an NFL player, former NFL player, right here on our show? So what did you hear? And I can't wait to hear Michael's feedback on all of this. This is the biggest news story in probably years, the death of O.J. Simpson. So part of that coverage. Michael, what do you want to say this morning?
Wow, Kerry. You know, it's once again, it's the end of an era.
Yes.
Of one of the greatest football players of all time. And, you know, it's kind of reflective on my part because I grew up in that era of the OJs and the players like that. They were players, and it wasn't, you know, like nowadays, you know, the money and all that good stuff. But these guys played for the love of the game back then. They loved the game. Not saying that the ones now don't love the game, but it was a different world back then. It was a different era. And
yeah, a different love.
It was a different love of the game. Different love. And I just love that you had Mr. Jackson on there, Robert L. Jackson, as a former NFL football player. And just listening to him, the insights that he gave. And, you know, he just gave very intelligent things for players nowadays to do. And it's not like, you know, a lot of the players now, they get caught up in the fame and the this, the that. But he just gave some very intelligent things that I just love. There are words that all of the young athletes can stand by. His words will just stay and live the test of time. They really will. And I am so glad that we had him on today. I really am, Gary.
Well, listen, I just have to say I'm honored. I'm honored. And I can say, Mr. Jackson, just an incredible gentleman. And very impactful on a lot of folks out there, and I'm raising my hand as well. So listen, I've got to say, so very proud, awesome interview today.
Yes, it was.
And we'll get this on again next week because we're going to be looking at OJ's life from one end to the next, all next week. Listen. I don't know about what's happening on TV, but I look at some of these stations and the coverage is just horrible. This is such an unfair misrepresentation, in my opinion, of what OJ's legacy meant to folks of color. And listen, if you don't get it, you just don't get it. It ain't meant for you to get.
It's something like that.
I'm going to park it there. But for me and for the folks that are in our community, OJ, we salute you. We salute you.
Very much so.
I'm going to definitely let that sink in from there and settle in a little bit this morning. Michael Hopkins, I really appreciated Robert L. Jackson's interview. Again, former Cleveland Brown player right here on our show. First time
ever
NFL player on our broadcast, Michael. What went through your mind to hear him talk about, you know, and then getting to shake his hand, and it just meant so much. And, of course, you know, OJ, much older than Mr. Robert, but, you know, just having a chance to play on the field. And of course, we all have been inspired by O.J. on some level. You know, if we were around to see a black man accomplish so much.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, so again, and I'm not going to look at this from that viewpoint that's being spewed on us from folks who are controlling media. This is why this is why there were antitrust laws, just to kind of deviate for a quick second. There are antitrust laws in place so that we as broadcasters did not monopolize trying to control what folks were able to hear and see by and large. So what you have is a certain number of these media companies that control almost all of the conversation and what we see and hear. And this is why they have these antitrust laws, so that they could not, again, by they, we are talking about these corporations that could not monopolize the markets, you know, having two or three media companies in one little market, because it's too controlling. And that's kind of
very
where we
stuff.
Have lost. Yeah, so very sad stuff going on. And again, OJ, I think folks outside of our community underestimate what his legacy will mean to us and what it means at this point. So I just wanted to say that.
Right,
and I
Carrie,
hope
I mean, Carrie, he accomplished so much within, you know, the time period of his life. I mean, not only was he a football player in the NFL, and he got accolades for that, and even during his college years, he was a Heisman Trophy winner, and he had all the accolades from that era in his life. And
love those funny movies. I was not always the biggest sports person.
Yeah.
But I knew who OJ was my whole life, essentially.
Oh, yeah. You know, Carrie?
What's that, Michael?
Yeah, you couldn't help but remember those, I think it was Avis, those commercials.
Well,
OJ, go.
His advertising and pitching and all of that for different
companies. Yeah, as a
pitch
man.
Right.
You couldn't help it.
That,
and you are right, though. He was so funny.
Yeah, but Michael, I just want to say
that. That series.
Yeah. Right, but Michael,
listen to this. Was it the Naked Gun series? Is that what it was?
Right. But what I want to say is that he was able to springboard all of those different careers, Michael Hopkins. So that is
very
the critical
so.
Thing. He was able to transition from one of those. And you got to remember at the time that he was making all of those different transitions, again, very challenging to do. And we should not underestimate that and what it meant to us to see a person of color that looks like us on the big screen, on our TV screens. So why should that be so diminished? Well, looking at it in today's lens, where, you know, we've been pretty much, erased, trying to be our history seems, and again, that's my opinion, being erased out of the history books and rewritten and all that. We're in a time that I feel is uncelebrated in terms of what we have really brought to the table and in the black culture. So OJ really represented a lot of that. And I was there. I was out in California at this time, Michael. So I can tell you firsthand the impact of all of that.
You know something, Carrie?
What's
not only happening? not only did we as a people bring something to the table, did you know we actually invented the table and we carved the table and we put the table together to bring stuff to the table? my humble opinion is Michael Hopkins. But that's the way I see it as far as history is concerned. We brought a lot of things to that table, and we continue to bring so many things to that table. There's so much talent in our community. And
I agree.
Unfortunately, you know, regrettably, it's not brought to the forefront like it should be. Like if this was
we're aiming to change all of that. Listen,
very
let
much,
us Carrie, just
huh?
go ahead. It's Friday morning. I want to wrap up this week, you know, put a little bookend on all that we have. It's just been a reeling week, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. So listen, I'm kind of been thrown back with some real good, interesting songs this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so just lots to talk about. So we're going to have you guys to stay with us as we continue to broadcast this morning. This is something, this is a real going back. I feel like we've been really hovering in that space this morning and these last couple of days on some of the great songs of the 80s and 90s and 70s. You heard from Brandy and Mace and all that, and all kind of folks, everybody from Bill Withers, and it's run across the board, our music playlist this
very
morning.
Much so,
and the next song is no exception either. You would never, ever believe we were going to get on Clarence Carter.
Uh-oh.
We'll be talking. We still got more to wrap up this morning. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Out, the workout's in. I'm gonna stay.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Terry Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live again Friday morning, April 12th, 2024. It's great to have you guys with us on this broadcast. And just so much to say and do and just all kinds of things. And we're just so happy to have you with us. So listen, I want to bring Michael Hopkins back into the conversation this morning. Michael, it's been just an incredible week.
Yes, it has.
So happy to, yeah. And we've been all over the map with the music. But I just want to go back to some of the biggest news stories all in one week. It was a week ago today that in northern New Jersey, so up around and different parts out western New Jersey, big earthquake that hit in the northern New Jersey location. As I was chatting with Siobhan, one of our hairstylists who's a contributor to the broadcast, after the show wrapped, and just to see that there was an earthquake, an eclipse, and the loss of superstar O.J. Simpson all in one week. I'm like, goodness, we've just been swinging from tree to tree branch here. Just real interesting things that happened over this past week. And what do you say, Michael? And so what about the Hair Radio Morning Show? Tuesday was a great broadcast on our program as well. But what would you like folks to know on, on all that we have to say?
Oh, yes, Carrie. We had a great run this week. Just going back to the show number 976 back on the 9th. And just some of the music, Carrie. You know, I really you brought some old school people, like Candy State. You had Candy State.
Well, the whole week, I think, Michael. That's what I was saying. Right. I think the whole week we have dusted off quite a few of the songs.
Oh yes.
And even today, just a little while ago, we've been playing songs that, to me, resonate. Yeah, Throwback Thursday, we tend to put on sometimes a little bit more. But to me, we've been able to get things on that really resonate with the fans. And most of the time, it's from the fans, their viewpoint on what they would like us to get on and things like that.
Wow, Carrie. Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love hearing a classic Whitney Houston or Bill Withers?
Yeah.
Or even a Jeffrey Osborne. Who just wouldn't? Those songs just move
you, Carrie.
Oh, you're
just giving us the whole playlist today, Michael Hopkins. All right.
Hey,
well, good job, sir.
Favorites. They're a lot of my favorites, Carrie.
Well, listen. I'm always grateful for the music, and for you guys out there, if you have songs that you want to hear us play right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, just let us know, and we will get them on, and we are so excited. Again, today was show number 979. That is just incredible. We've got 21 more shows.
Awesome.
And we will be at the 1K mark, 1,000 episodes.
Quite an accomplishment.
Incredible. Yeah.
It is quite an accomplishment. It's a big, as you say, it is ginormous. Everybody doesn't get this opportunity.
It really is.
So, yeah, and I am proud to be a part of this opportunity with you, Mr. Cary Hines. I mean, a superstar
well,
in the industry.
Crew. Yeah, we have a
yes,
great crew. Nicole Marie and all the folks, Siobhan, all the folks who are on Yanni and the special guest today, Yanni Red. She'll be back soon as well. And
great
hands
doing
it
her.
Up. Yeah, we
great
really hands
from her. And
yeah,
you know, I enjoyed
so
the interview with Robert L. Jackson, former football player for the Browns and the Falcons. Wow,
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a milestone. That is a milestone for the Hair Radio
yeah.
Morning Show. It really is.
I
just to have it
so
a former NFL. Wow. You know, everybody
yeah,
doesn't have that opportunity.
This is true.
Wow.
All right. So good stuff, Michael Hopkins.
Pop it in.
All right. Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's been an incredible, incredible week. And I just look forward to next week as well, right here on the show. Of course, we're
oh,
going to continue our open coverage. Follow me, if you do not already, on Facebook. You can follow the Hair Radio Morning Show, five words.
Yes.
Or go to my Instagram and just use the at sign, and my name is Hines Cary, so at Hines Cary on Instagram, and you can reach out to us, HineskeRry. So real good stuff, and Michael, it's been a great week. It really has. From
yes,
Tuesday,
it has been, Cary.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're back live next week on Tuesday morning. So remember, we're here live 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central Time. And again, that's Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning for the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Amazing co-stars, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, Siobhan Desir. So many other folks have been with us on the show. Yanni Red dropped by today. And again, so much coming up in the next week or so. I want to go ahead and get our outro on, get the weekend started, and we'll be back here next week. So thanks so much. We did a great job, Michael. What do you say?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, Cary Hines. We did a great job today. Oh,
awesome. Yes. And just reminding folks, Tuesday morning we'll be back again live 6 a.m. to 9. Michael Hopkins will be back. The Vet Talk Radio Show will air brand new on Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern Time, and other big news. So you don't want to miss next week's shows. All right, here's the outro. Make it a great weekend. It was a great Friday. Enjoyed it.
Yes, yes,
all
yes,
right,
yes.
Folks.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Cary Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book by show host Cary Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's